at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough.
Coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform.
Yes, a mighty move of God is coming your way. You're listening to Glory United Ministries, and this is the Gospel Golden Miracle Hour. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott with Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, soon to be, I should say, Pastor-elect Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. We're so glad that you're listening to the program. We are so glad you're listening to the program because, you know, friends, a move of God is on the way.
Oh, I feel it in the air.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on. Midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Clap your hands and let
look
your
at somebody
feet
and say,
dance.
I feel a breakthrough.
Because there's a woman.
Coming your way.
There's a.
Tell
sounds
like
a
mighty move of God.
Yes, indeed. A Move of God, Norman Hutchins. And now we're going to hear Jeff Robertson. The Move of God is going to move the mountain. Come on, Jeff.
Mountain move. Let's go back down in the country. I know everybody here wasn't born in New York. Let's sing a song like this back down home.
Singing now, sing right now.
Yeah, we want that mountain to move right now. A lot of us are overwhelmed by the problems, the troubles, the tribulations, the issues that are facing us. And they're like mountains. And remember, Jesus said, if you so desire and so intend, then the mountain will move out of your way. And I know the evangelist will give us the quote when she comes on. Mountain move. That promise. Mountain, move out of our way. Move out of our way. We don't want that mountain to stand in the way because we know that God will cause that mountain to move. Have mercy. Jeff Robertson, Mountain Move Out of the Way. Right now, what you want to do is let you hear the Wardlaw Brothers singing right now, Lord.
Your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now, Lord.
In the cradle of your own, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we need you right now. We need you all the time. This is Dr. Gregory Scott standing here before you, Lord. Let's take a moment to do what we do, at least when this program begins. Somewhere in the beginning, we take a moment for prayer. Because, you know, the history of this program is it began essentially as a call-in program for healing. That's how it began.
And during that time, I did it by myself, and then I brought on a few other people to help me. And finally, some of them were psychics. And finally, the evangelist said to me, she said, "Now, Dr. Scott, I know it's your program, but what's with all these psychics? People need to understand that when they want healing, they need to ask for it in the name of Jesus. They need to ask for it in the name of Jesus." And I know you're letting some of these people, they're praying to Buddha, and they're praying to Allah, and they're praying to Source. She says, their prayers need to be to God. Now, you know, I'm from Missouri, which is a show me state. And so I said, "Evangelist," even though she had her own program, I said, "If you feel that way, then I'm not going to have anybody else on this program but you." She was a little reluctant, but finally she could see this. She saw the light. And on that, on my own behalf and on the behalf of the many listeners, and we have hundreds of listeners, hundreds of programs, over 3,000 of our programs have been downloaded. So that has to be several hundred people who are faithful listeners. On their behalf, I just want to express my personal gratitude to the evangelists for being so steady and agreeing to be a regular part of our program. And our program, as you know, goes every Thursday morning, and then the first Sunday, and the fourth Sunday, and then that following Wednesday. Sometimes the fourth Wednesday is before the fourth Sunday, but most of the time it follows the fourth Sunday. And the evangelist has been diligent, and I don't think there's a program that she's missed. And if she did miss the program, we made sure that there was something in its place, unless there were technical difficulties, because you may recall, I think it was last week, that was impossible for us to get into Blog Talk Radio. It may have been the week before that. So this is the moment that we give thanks. This is the moment that we step into God's temple, knowing that God's temple is wherever we are. God's temple is wherever you are. We step in the temple knowing that we're standing before God's throne, the throne of grace, the throne from which emanates the blessings, the goodness, the throne that Jesus himself stands alongside of, the throne that is surrounded by legions of angels, some of whom are leaving their station and are joining each of us and you, my friends, in this moment of prayer. The Lord, we stand before you. We kneel before you, Lord, and we are prostrate upon the floor. We know in this moment that you are flooding us with your grace. You're allowing us, Lord, to experience and to feel the holiness of this moment. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the blessing that you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for allowing him to be a living sacrifice and to resurrect in 3 days, and to spend time still on the planet convincing the disciples that heaven is real and that the kingdom of heaven is truly theirs, knowing that all they and the listeners, your listeners, our listeners need to do is simply to say, "Jesus, from the bottom of my heart, I accept you. I accept you as my Savior. Please enter into my heart, dear Lord. Please allow me to come into the experience of salvation. Please allow me to be saved. Lord, thank you. Forgive my sins, Lord. Some cases I didn't know what I was doing. other cases, I thought I knew what I was doing. But Lord, whatever sins I have committed, whatever sins or goodness, deeds of goodness that I have omitted, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Now, in this moment, Lord, we and our listeners are cloaked in this flesh, which, as you know, Lord, has accumulated many of the problems that we have encountered and taken on through the years. Some of it has been related to food. Some of it has been related to mental habits. Some of it has related to just poor living habits. So, Lord, we ask you in this moment, if you will call down from heaven the healing power that brought Lazarus from the tomb. The healing power, Lord, that gave Ananias his sight. Lord, we call on you to bring down and to bring forth the healing power that brought, that awoke the young maiden, that allowed your son Jesus to say simply, she is not dead, she is only asleep. Lord, wake up every single part of our body, of our bodies, where disease is now present. Lord, clear us, our arms, our hands, our shoulders, our heart, our intestines, our knees, our legs, thighs, calves, lungs, brain, eyes. In this moment, Lord, we call on you for that healing power. Lord, flood us with the healing power. Lord, we call on you in this moment to bring forth for each of our listeners and for ourselves the healing power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, wash us in this moment. Wash us, Lord, with that healing power. Cleanse us, Lord. Bring us to that state of purity, cleanliness, and healingness that you would have us experience and know before we take our place in your kingdom. Lord, we breathe in this moment the Holy Ghost. Lord, we see and feel it circulating through our blood, through our nerves. Lord, we breathe it in. We're surrounded by your healing power. Lord, thank you. We know that you have sent miracles in our directions. Lord, we know that every single day, that when we wake up, we experience a miracle. That when we look at our beloved family members, when we look out the windows, Lord, we know that we are experiencing a miracle. And Lord, we expect, hope, and pray that every single moment will continue to be a miracle in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. These blessings we ask, these healings we ask, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, that's the Clark Sisters singing Expect a Miracle. And now, friends, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others Evangelist Patricia Binneman, pastor-elect. Evangelist?
Yes, this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Don't you want to rejoice and be glad in it? For God is a good God, and He is worthy to be praised. I will say that again. God is a good God, and He is worthy to be praised. The Clark sister said, I expect a miracle every day, for God will make a way out of no way, because no way seems to be a hindrance, but God can work through no way. No way has to move when God speaks. Nothing can stop the miracle that God has planned for your life. Nothing and no one can get in the way of God. When God spoke, the world, the earth was null and void. There was nothing here, but when God spoke, in the beginning, you know the story, in the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be waters. Let there be everything that God spoke came to pass. So He took nothing and created everything that is here. Yes, I know modern technology, the computer and the iPads and the iPods and the smartphones and the dumb phones, all of these things, you think they just arrived. Well, the Word of God said there is nothing new under the sun. Oh, bless His name, just because you were not familiar with it years ago. It was here then. It was in the mind of God. It was in the making. It might have taken a little time for Him to give it to some man or some woman to bring it about, but God had already set it in motion from the beginning of time. That's why God said there is nothing new under the sun. Well, the sun is still high. The sun is still shining. So therefore, I don't care if they come out with something tomorrow different from what you know about today, but in God's view, there is nothing new under the sun. Come on and clap your hand, all ye people, and tell God thank you for all that He has done for you, because this truly is the day, the hour, the time of which the Lord has made. And no matter what the circumstances bring my way, I will stop to say, Lord, I thank you. I love you with all my heart, and I love you with all my soul. It could have been me with no food to eat. It could have been me out on the street, but Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you with all my heart and with all my soul. Yes, God is still working miracles. No, maybe you have not received your miracle yet, but it doesn't mean that God has stopped working then. Yes, He's still working miracles. But you see, you've got to keep the faith until your miracle arrives. You've got to keep on blessing God. You've got to keep on believing God. You've got to keep on trusting God. Don't you know I received a prophecy in 2000 of something that God was going to do for me? That was back in 2000. Do you know when I got a portion of that prophecy? Because it isn't completed yet. But I received an item of that prophecy that I received. I received it 6 years later, one of the items that the prophetess spoke to me. And then a month or two went by, a few months went by into 2006 there, and another portion of that prophecy came to pass. It isn't completed yet, but a part of it came. in 2006. And I'm yet in expectation, believing God to perform that of what he hath said. Dr. Scott, is 631 still on the line?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to send this song out to my 631 listener 506. He likes this song, and I'm not going to sing it tonight. I'm going to ask the gentleman who recorded to sing it. He loves the song, I Won't Complain. And as soon as you find it, I know you'll give me your clue, and then I will be quiet so that the song can be heard. And the 631 that's on the line is my older brother who is listening to his sister record on this Tuesday night, the day of which the Lord he had made on June the 10th. And it will air on Thursday morning at 10, but I have some place to be at that appointed time.
Amen.
God bless his name. All right. This is for you, my brother.
I've had some good days, then I've had some hills to climb, I've had some weary days, and lonely nights. When I look around, and when I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. So I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me, although my will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God, my hand is good to me. Could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He dried all of my tears away. So I'll just
Lord. Through all of my heartache, thank you, Lord. I've been criticized, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. My body is wrecked with pain, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More than this world, more than this world could ever be. He's been so good, he's been so good, he's been so good, he's been so good to me. He dries all of my tears away. Today, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. You opened doors I could not see. Thank you, Lord. You made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. 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 I want something.
I tell you, that's all right. That's all right. I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain, because God has been good to me. He's been so good to me, more than this world could ever be. God has been good to me. He dries my tears away, and then he turns my darkness into day. So I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Let us go into the word of God, for my hour is drawing nigh. And I want to say I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. Again, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what today may entail or have entailed for you on this day. We owe God his praise. We owe God his thanks. You know, James Cleveland wrote a song once that, and he said that he was complaining. He met a man complaining about how his feet was hurting him, but when he looked and saw another man who had no feet to hurt, I'm almost sure that if James was around today, he would let us know that the man who had no feet said, God, I won't complain. Because he thanked God that he was yet in the land of the living. In the book of Proverbs, it let us know that there is hope for a living dog better than a dead lion. So if you are yet in the land of the living, there is hope. There are miracles that can take place still in your life. God can take nothing and turn it into something just by opening his mouth and speaking the word. But you gotta trust him, no matter what it looks like. Matter of fact, if you're listening in the archives, or if you're listening live, or if you're listening by phone, however way you're hearing this, if you got a circumstance in your life right now that seems impossible with man, just get up and turn around. And if you're driving your car while listening, just wave your hand in a circular motion and say, Lord, turn around. And then believe God that he's able to do that what you asked him to do. I heard the doctor say earlier about the mountains in our life, and he played the record by Jeffrey, and it says, mountain, move right now. Mountain, move out of my way. Jesus said that if you have the faith, you can speak to the mountains in your life and tell them to move, and they've got to be cast away from you into the midst of the sea. So the mountains in your life, God never told you to climb any mountain. He told you to speak to the mountain. And see, this is what he said in his word. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't read God's word enough to use it as a weapon against the enemy. You sitting up there trying to climb a mountain that's impossible to climb, when all you have to do is let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. So whenever you pray, let him have his way. I know Jesus can fix it for you. Just let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you by the words that come out of your mouth. Lord, turn it around for me. God, fix this for me. Satan, I won't complain. No, it don't look like God cares. No, it doesn't look like he's moving fast enough. No, I'm having this trouble and I'm having that problem. But God, you're able. That's what he want to hear. He wants you to acknowledge the fact that he's able to do it just for you by you opening up your mouth saying, Lord, do it. Do it for me. And then we got to learn how to wait on God by blessing him every day. Lord, I thank you for that what I asked for that wasn't of a miss. I asked you for food and you gave me food. I asked you for bread and you gave me bread. God, I thank you. No, I don't have the bread in my hand right now, but God, I know that because I asked you and you said it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto his children good things. And you know what? David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and nor the seed of the righteous beg bread. I thank God for having a righteous grandmother and a righteous mother. And yes, I've been down, but I've never been out. Because I've never had to beg for anything. I thank God that God favored me through his word. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but hearken unto me. Come unto me. I am your help. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Because my help, see, he acknowledged that he couldn't do it. He acknowledged that without God, I am nothing. So he said, I can't do this, but I can look in the direction towards heaven. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. There was nothing. Read Genesis. And you'll find out just who this God is that you have on your side. This God took dust and made you a man. He made man first. And then he didn't want man to be lonely. So he put him to sleep. My brother likes to say night-night. He put him to night-night. And he took woman out of him. Oh, bless his name. Let me get into my word that I have always liked to read the word of God, because I don't know who's listening. And a lot of times people say, well, she didn't read anything, because I've heard them saying in church, well, the preacher didn't read from the Bible. He just kept quoting scriptures. Yeah, that's what we do, because we know the scripture, we quote the scripture, and we get excited when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done and all that he can do and all that he's going to do. We just start speaking scriptures into the atmosphere. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Great is our God and great to be praised. Yes, we speak the scriptures into the atmosphere for you to grab a hold of the scripture. I got two scriptures here that I want to read in your hearing tonight. I tell you, the God on his truth, ooh, I'm excited down in my sanctified. So I don't know which way to go first. I'm looking at Hebrews. You all write it down. I'm looking at Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the first verse, and the sixth verse. And then I'm looking at Hebrews, the sixth chapter, and the 13th verse. Now, you all are going to have to read this. Hebrews 6, 13, underline it, but read it from the beginning so that you can get the gist of what it's talking about. And then Hebrews 11, I know everyone is familiar with this one. It's like pretty much everyone knows the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Well, they know this one too, but the sixth chapter of Hebrew, I don't know if they're that familiar with that one or not. But this word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, you see, we have got to keep the faith for the things that we're longing for, the things that we're hoping for, the things that we are believing God for that has not yet manifested on the earth, but it's already done in heaven, because we went to God, which is in heaven, and he agreed upon it. So therefore, our faith must believe. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, let's do verse 6 of chapter 11 of Hebrew. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This word preaches by itself. Faith is the substance. Whose faith? Your faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. No, when the woman prophesied to me in 2000, did I see it with my natural eye? No, I didn't. Did I see it, if I be truthful, with my spiritual eye? No, I didn't. But I had to believe by faith. I had to believe, blessed are he that believeth that have not seen. It is easy to believe, Thomas, that Jesus died and rose again when you put your hand in his side. But blessed are those that believe that he had died and he was alive who had not seen him, based on what the word of God said, that he will get up on the third day. But Thomas had to see it in order to believe it. But faith had you seeing it without seeing it, and yet you got to believe that you see what you didn't see. I know that's too much for somebody to swallow, but I'll say it again. Faith will have you believing that you see it without having seen it in the natural. So therefore, it says, now, right now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But out faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God by doubting that he's not able to do what you asked him to do, or he's not able to do what he said he will do on your behalf. You can't please him that way. You have to please God against all odds by believing it in spite of, the word said in the book of Romans, it said, speak those things that are not as though they were. In other words, speak it like it has already come to pass. Speak it like it already happened. That's what the book of Romans tells us, to speak those things that are not as though they already were. So it has already taken place. Something that's impossible, something that you've asked for, something that you're believing God for, you have got to speak that thing into existence. You have to believe it with all your heart that it shall come to pass. Now, let's go back to verse 6. My time is drawing nigh. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, you have got to believe, beloved, in spite of the odds. Well, this is going wrong, and that is going wrong, and the doctor told me one thing, and now another thing is developing. And what, I don't care what did God say. God said, and with his stripes, we are healed. The woman who had the issue of blood, the Bible said, when Jesus spoke with her, the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, she spent all the money she had trying to get better. But she heard about Jesus, and she said, if I can just get through the crowd to get to where Jesus is. See, her faith took her through that multitude of people. She was not discouraged, nor was she distracted by the crowd. She said, okay, there's room for one more, and I'm the one more. If it's 15 million hanging out with Jesus, well, it's going to be 15 million and one, because I'm going to be the one more that get up there close enough to touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus said to her, woman, your faith have made thee whole. She went on healed. She left from the presence of Jesus healed, because her faith released the healing virtue that was in Jesus' body. And we are able to touch him right now where we are. We can touch him with the sincerity of our heart. We can touch him with the sincerity of our mind. We can touch God. He is not so far away that we cannot touch him. He is nigh unto us of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. We can reach God. He's not too far away. He says in his book there in Isaiah, my ear is not so heavy that I cannot hear you. My arm is not so short that I can't reach out and touch you. But you got to touch him by faith. Oh, blessedness. I'm getting excited. And I promise to calm down, because I've been really preaching hard here. Let's go to the sixth chapter, and I'm going to close with the sixth chapter of the book of Hebrews. And I'm going to read for you, you read the first on down, because you need to read the whole thing in its entirety, and you can see just what's going on here. But now remember, the 11th said, now faith is the substance. And the 6th verse said, but without faith it is impossible to please him, him being God or Jesus, for he that cometh to God, so now you know it's God, must believe that he is. You must believe that he is, that he is God. That's number one, that you must believe that he is God. You must believe that God is able. You must believe this with all your heart. And you know what? If you're having a problem believing it because you've been disappointed many times maybe, then you have to do like the man in the Bible said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I'm a preacher of the gospel. And there are circumstances and obstacles that come up in my life, and because I'm yet in the flesh, I'm not in heaven yet. And my flesh gets weak, and I allow the enemy to distract me and to discourage me sometimes. But then I have to start speaking scriptures to myself. And I bring myself up out of that pity party that I was having. I blow out the candles, and I get rid of the cake, because the pity party is over, because I've got my joy back. I've got my strength back. I got my faith back. I got my hope back. In God I live, and in God I move, and God I have my being. In God I trust. I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to trust him no matter what it looks like. I'm going to trust him when trust loses teeth. I'm going to trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding, because God is God, and he's God all by himself, and he can do whatever he wants to do and how he wants to do it and whenever he wants to do it. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I won't give up. I won't let go of God no matter what comes, what matter what goes. I'm going to hold on. Oh, yes, I am. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to clap their hands and tell God thank you tonight. Oh, the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, sweet Jesus. We're going to trust you no matter what it looks like. You'll be there. You told us you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And God, I believe you with all my heart. I'm going to trust you until I can't trust you anymore. Let's read the 6th chapter of Isaiah before I start preaching. Oh, bless his name. I'm going to trust God no matter what it looks like. We've got to trust him, saints. We've got to trust him, children of God. He is our Savior. He is our Lord, and he is our God. Does Jesus care? Yes, he cares. He said, cast all your cares upon me, because I careth for you. He is my mother and my father, and I won't take it back. He's my sister and my brother, and I won't take it back. He's my doctor and my lawyer, and I won't take it back. Why? Because he's been so good to me. Oh, come on and just praise God right now. Come on, let's just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord with all that is within us. Bless his holy name, for he alone is worthy to be praised. Hold on, a change is coming. Hold on, a move of God on your behalf, listeners, radio listeners. The move of God is on the way. You've been holding on. Seem like nothing's changing. But I want to let you know that God said, I'm coming quicker than quick. I'm coming to your rescue. But you got to remain faithful with your words that come out of your mouth. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises that belong to him shall continually be in my mouth, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Yes, the enemy is coming, just like the devil with his crazy self. He told Job's wife, why don't you curse your God and die? He's not doing anything for you. But he told a woman, you talk foolish. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I really don't feel like God was slaying Job. Because if he had, it would have been worse than what the devil could do. Because you see, God is the devil's boss. And when God knew that Job had found out just how much he trusted God, then God stepped in. And he made the latter end of Job greater than his beginning. Oh, we want the greater, but we don't want to suffer for the greater. We want the very best, but we don't want to go through anything to get the very best. Let me read this. That's another sermon. Let me read this sixth chapter of Isaiah. Dr. Scott, I'm almost done.
Amen.
And the 13th verse. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Now, you know that is something. There was none other greater than God but God himself. He swore by his own self. God made Abraham a promise. God has made you a promise. God said, I promise you that I watch over you. I promise you that I can take care of you. I promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be there. I promise you that I am your friend. Jesus said, no greater love had no man than Christ himself. Jesus is saying, I lay down my life for you because I called you my friend. I lay down my life for my friend. I promise you that I'll be with you in your valley situation. I promise you that I'll be with you. I am that I am. I am a rock in a weary land. I am your shelter in the time of storm. The Douglas made the song, though the storms keep on raging. If you can find that, close with that for me, please. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, but then the hope there, that word hope that lies within me, reassure. So you got to keep the hope in Jesus. Don't lose the hope. Because if you don't lose the hope that you have in the Lord, then the promise belongs to you. And let's read verse 14. Well, let me go back to 13 of the sixth chapter of Hebrew. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And the 15th verse said, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. We're going to have patience when we're waiting on the Lord to do things. We cannot murmur and complain. We have to still bless the Lord in spite of the circumstance. In spite of how long it takes, we will still have to believe and bless God. We will still have to keep the faith and look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. That this was Abraham. And you are the same. After God had made the promise to you, then you have to wait on it to come to pass. And Abraham waited on the promise of God to come to pass. And after he waited patiently, by not murmuring or complaining or fussing or cussing, he received the promise that God made with Abraham. And God is going to do the same thing for you. Verse 17 said, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, Lord have mercy. He showed unto the heirs of promise. God confirmed it by his oath. And his oath was his word. Ah, Dr. Scott, are we ready for Douglas Miller?
Amen.
My soul is anchored in the Lord. I thank you for being on board with us tonight.
Yes, Evangelist. Oh, thank you.
Put it on mute.
we're gonna be caught by the waves and the currents, the seas so fierce. But in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable, despite the tide. But if the storm don't cease, and just in case the wind keep on blowing in my life, my soul that I got here in the Lord, my soul, my soul.
You're listening to Glory United Ministries, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and we want to thank you for listening. And just remember, you can hear us on every Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern. This is the end of this program. Thank you so much for listening.